500 years ago, a lowly German priest walked up to a church door in Wittenberg and posted a document that altered the course of history. It has now been 5 centuries since Martin Luther stood up and confronted Roman Catholicism with the bright flame of the gospel. The kindling had been laid for decades, and Luther's little, almost accidental spark soon set all of Europe ablaze. In time, this lowly monk proved he had what it takes to hold his ground against the church and the world. And under God, the sparks that flew from the anvil of his tongue lit the fires of a global reformation. In one especially memorable scene, he stood before the emperor and declared courageously, risking his own life, "Here I stand. I can do no other. So help me God." But Luther did not stand alone. The Reformation was not about one or two or three big names, Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, but about a massive movement of Christian conviction, boldness, and joy that cost many men and women their lives and scattered the seeds of gospel truth that are still bearing eternal fruit in the 21st century. Not only was Luther surrounded by reformers in Germany and Switzerland, but lesser-known heroes of the faith rose up all over Europe. Heinrich Bullinger, Hugh Latimer, Lady Jane Grey, Theodore Beza, Johannes Oikolampadius. Luther was the battering ram, but once the wall was breached, the foot soldiers of the Reformation could not be stopped. And here we stand today, 500 years later. Luther wasn't alone then, and he's not alone now. To mark the 500th anniversary, we've created a series of 31 short biographies, one for every day in October. The podcast is produced by Desiring God in partnership with Bethlehem College and Seminary. If you want to learn more about the Reformation and be inspired by Christian heroes, men and women, famous and almost unknown, subscribe to Here We Stand or visit desiringgod.org/stand. Consider the word of the Lord in Hebrews 13:7. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith.